Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Prosper with Wayne. Thanks for jumping on board. As today, even in this COVID crisis, we're reaching out to movers, shakers, leaders, people that are making it happen. And I am really glad to have Queen Muhammad of Mad Pop Records here and to share with you, or let her share with you, what they're doing and why they're doing it, why they're a push, why they're drive, everything that they're accomplishing in the community for the artists that they work with. So, Queen Muhammad, I'm glad to have you on the call with us today. Thanks for jumping on board.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Awesome, good, good. Ken, let me, if you would, I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you, as with anybody that's going through COVID-19, people keep saying the new normal. I'm not sure what that even means yet. I don't think any of us know. But how is your business personally doing during this crisis of COVID-19?
Well, we deal with entertainers, actors, mm-hmm. and people who perform. So at this time, we're not able to do any of that. Everything shut down. We had a lot of projects already in place. We have a professional gamer that we manage, and everything got shut down, from our performances to game tours, everything. So we just decided now, since our core is music, is to just focus on the music.
Gotcha. That's good. And can I ask you a little bit about you? Because, again, being an entrepreneur, being a business leader, I think there's one thing to start a business, but there's always some inspiration behind it. What inspired you to start Mad Pop Records?
Well, I've been a music lover my entire life. I've been to school for music education. It was my major in high school and in college. It's very much a passion of mine, and also writing music as well. So not just producing the music, writing it as well. And I've been doing that, not professionally, but just writing songs for artists in my head as a child. You know, how you just sit down with the journal and you write, you know, you kind of write your thoughts. And I would try to write for other artists. So I would just picture an artist in my head and try to write for them. So it just kind of like everything just flowed in place. I was in high school. I've been performing myself. I do sing myself, but I'm not an artist now. I just focus on this label and helping the artists out that I have now. We have Tsunami 244, which is a gaming gospel rapper, and he's also, he's a gospel rapper, but he's also a gamer, a professional gamer.
Oh, cool.
We have Shana. Yeah. I don't know if you wanted me to stop and
No, please.
Okay.
We have Shana Lee
is a Jamaican-born, but she currently resides in New York. And she has a nice pop sound. So she has a new song out called Hot Spell. That just released on the 9th. And Tsunami has a song called Hot as a Boiling Pot that just released on May 10th. And there is another artist that we have, which is Trish Discord, whose project drops today. Now, she's a rock and roller. She's out of, born and raised in Queens, New York. And she grew up on the Brooklyn grunge scene. So she has a little bit of soul, a little bit of edge, a little bit of rock. And she did a cover to Tsunami's Hot as a Boiling Pot. And that's also going to be for sale today as well. So make sure you go check that out. You can hear all of the music at Mad Pop Records. That's MADDPOP Records with an S on Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome, awesome. What kind of artists do you look for? Because I'm hearing, I heard the gospel rapper. I'm a minister, so that really resonates with me. What kind of artists do you look for with your label?
Well, yeah, he's a little bit off the beaten path. We call him the Cardi B of the gospel world because it's alternative. It's alternative. It's not for everybody. He deals more with just reciting the everyday. So he'll put what happened in his life, and it's more of relatable, more
right.
Hip hop.
Okay.
Yeah, so, he has a certain sound and a certain following. So it was, now, How Does a Bull and Pot, the remix that actually is out now, I'm actually singing on it. So,
oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually singing on it, and it came out so good. We're getting such good responses. And, again, you guys can go over to our Instagram at Mad Pop Records and check that out. And make sure you follow us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as far as other artists that maybe they're listening to this and like would love to get in touch with you, what are you looking for in an artist?
Okay. Well, since you just said that, I went off on the gospel thing and I did not answer your question. I want to answer your question. What do we look for? Yeah, because I want people to. You have to be very sensitive when it comes to Christian, religious stuff. I don't want people to not know what they're going for.
Sure.
You know, it's a certain. It's more edgy. It's more everyday and life based. So he'll talk about things that maybe current events and stuff like that. So. But what we look for is drive. We look for people who just want to work. We don't look for we're a small label, so we don't have a lot, but we do have it's artist development. So it's not about finding the people that have the most followers,
right,
or the most following. It's about finding the person who has talent for one thing and then has the drive and then the smarts enough to know to get a management team early as possible.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
Anything else you would like to share with our listeners? Again, I'm glad having you on because when it comes to the realm of what you just said, that heart, that drive, that's the heart of an entrepreneur, and that's who we reach. And I believe entrepreneurism is it is an art form itself. It truly is. And so, but anything that you would like to leave with the listeners, any parting thoughts?
If you are an entrepreneur, you already know it is sleepless nights. It's time away from your family. It's not seeing your hard work pay off, maybe sometimes at all. You know, so it's a dedication that you have to have inside of you for it to actually work. And it doesn't. And I always think about and I tell people to read about Walt Disney and his journey. And the failures that he had and things and until it finally worked. So it's universal. Mm-hmm. It's universal. Everybody goes through it. If you have that entrepreneurial spirit, stick with it. Don't give up. Keep at it. It will work. I hope you guys rock with us. We have a lot of heart over here. We have a good group. They really have great projects coming out. Make sure you go pick that up. Hot Spell, Shana Lee, Hot Spell.
Oh,
Tsunami 244, Hot as a Boiling Pot. It's the Mad Pop remix featuring myself. It's amazing. Then we have that featuring myself and then Trish Discord. I don't know if I said this earlier, but she has a project coming out, but she also has a guitar remix to that song Hot as a Bowling Pot as well. So that's even the song is hot as it is, But having her do a guitar riff over the entire song from start to finish is made it 100 degrees hotter. So make sure you guys go pick up all of their projects. Trish Discord project, Is This My Mental Breakdown, is coming out today. It's available today. Make sure you go pick all of those up.
Awesome. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for being on our show. I love just sharing again, especially, again, back with people that are out there changing lives and moving forward, even in this. So thank you so much. Again, check out Queen Muhammad. Check out our website, madpop.com.
www.madpop. Yes. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. www.madpop.com, and it is Mad Pop Records on Instagram. Make sure you guys follow us. Thank you for having me. I appreciate this platform and you giving entrepreneurs a chance to have a voice. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And guys, remember, check us out again. Be here every day at prosperwithwayne.com, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.